Day 7, the Trinity. It is day 7, and I'm proud of you for accomplishing what you have so far. The Trinity is a component of our faith that is very complex and profound, making it difficult to fully grasp and understand. Although there is an element of mystery to it, I think what is below will provide some clarity for us, along with the video I have attached at the end of this section. Remember, there are elements of our faith that we must take by faith, and there are mysteries of God that we will never fully comprehend. And that is okay. It keeps us dependent on the Lord. Deuteronomy 29:29. Trinity analogies. There have been several analogies or metaphors used throughout history to help people understand the nature of the Trinity. It's important to note that while there are many analogies to help explain the Trinity, many lack sufficient connections to understand it in its entirety. Instead of attempting to provide an analogy, I pray that these visual illustrations might help you better grasp the concept of the Trinity. Please refer to figures 8 and 9. Where do we find the Trinity in Scripture? 1 Luke 3:21-22 says, "When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came." This verse is great at showing us the Trinity. The Father is represented in voice. Jesus is physically there. And lastly, the Holy Spirit is represented as the dove. Matthew 28:19. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." This verse is Jesus himself identifying all three parts of the Trinity. Genesis 1:26 says, "Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." Finally, we see the statement from God that he is making humans in our image, which points to the Trinity. This means before the foundations of the world, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit existed. What are some of the distinct roles within the Trinity? Remember, since God is triune, there are many roles that they share. Example, creation. However, this is not an exhaustive list. God the Father. 1. Heavenly Father who loves and cares for his children, wants all to come to repentance. John 3:16, Psalm 103:13, 2 Peter 3:9. 2. Oversees and sustains the universe. 1 Corinthians 8:6, Nehemiah 9:6, Colossians 1:16-17. 3. He sets forth standards of righteousness and is a just God who holds people accountable to his standards. Isaiah 33:22, Romans 2:5, Psalm 119:137-138, Deuteronomy 32:4, Acts 17:31, Romans 14:12. God the Son. 1. Savior of humanity who died on the cross for the sins of the world. John 3:16-17, Romans 5:8, 1 John 2:2. 2. Mediator between God and humanity. He is the only way to be reconciled to a relationship with God the Father. John 14:6, Romans 5:10-11, Colossians 1:19-22. 3. Teacher and example of how to live a righteous and loving life. 1 John 2:6, Matthew 11:29, John 13:14-15. 4. Jesus is appointed as judge by the Father, in which he carries out judgment. John 5:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 1:3. God the Holy Spirit. 1. Empowerer and guide of believers, providing spiritual gifts and guidance. John 14:26, Acts 1:8, 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. 2. Revealer of truth and interpreter of Scripture, and draws us to repentance. John 16:13, 1 Corinthians 2:10-12, 2 Peter 1:21, John 16:8. 3. Comforter and encourager who brings peace and joy to believers. John 14:16-17, Romans 15:13, Galatians 5:22-23. Is the Trinity three different gods or just one? The Christian faith sees the Trinity as one God. This is best understood as three in persons, but one being, meaning we hold to a monotheistic belief. We see the Bible teaches that there is only one God. Let's break this down. Being is defined as what you are. For example, I am a human being. Person is defined as whom you are. For example, I am Roger. That is my person. I am unique in my person. There are no others like me on this earth. As humans, we are one being with one person. God is one being with three persons: Father, Son, and Spirit. What does Scripture say about God being one? Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Isaiah 44:6. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. 1 Corinthians 8:6. Yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. A great theological term to learn is monotheism. Monotheism is the belief that there is only one God. Bonus help. This is a great video by Nabil Qureshi that is a great resource on going deeper within this topic. Please watch the YouTube video link provided at the bottom of the page.